Hello. So if you're joining me for the first time, welcome to Tea Time with TT. I am Brandis, and I just want to say thank you for joining me to hear what I have to discuss on my podcast. So I wanted to create this podcast to discuss different topics that were on my heart about life and relationships in general, and how we journey and navigate through those relationships, or how we navigate and journey through our lives. I want to also just be able to be an encouragement to other women, men too, but other women who have been through, they feel like the worst of the worst in their lives. That's why I wanted to create this podcast. And so we're going to address many topics. And if there's anything that you want to talk about, please don't hesitate to leave a comment to let me know. I am more than happy to explore different topics to, kind of let you know what my heart is or how I feel about certain situations. I'll do whatever research I need to do to make sure that I'm not just out here speaking anything. So we're going to get into the first topic, and I hope that everyone who's listening, I hope that you enjoy it. Here we go. So we're going to be discussing today. There was a post by a Facebook friend of mine, and he asked the question, do women speak life into men anymore? And so when I read that, I immediately would comment and like, yes, like I do that. The men that are in my life, I speak life into them. When I joke around and things like that, but ultimately, I want to see all the men in my life win. I want to win. So I want to surround myself with winners. So I want to speak life and encourage and build up and push them and motivate them to be the best versions of themselves. I feel like when you do that, you get that same energy in return. And so, of course, many of the women who answered back, they said yes as well. And you had a sprinkle of men who were like, no, women don't do that. They just want their $40. And, okay, but that's not it. But okay, you feel that way. And I take it that the men who say no is because that's been their experience. The women that they have dealt with in their lives have not been encouraging to them. They have not built them up or made them feel like they could go out here and conquer the world. And so, I understand. I get it. It can make you a little bitter. Can make you a little bit frustrated. And so, just going through the comments, and I came across this one comment that really kind of just stuck out. And it was one person, she had posted that she said that on both sides, many times we listen not to understand, and we respond, or we listen not to be understood, and then we respond not to understand. And I agree with that. I think that a lot of times when it comes to any type of relationship, and when it comes to communication, there are, of course, there are good and bad ways that you can communicate. And many times when we are communicating, we listen or we hear, but we're not hearing the other person to understand where they're coming from. A lot of times we're hearing the other person so that we can respond. Or we're hearing the other person so that we can respond. Like, we want to get our point across. Okay, I'm going to listen. I hear you, but this is how I feel. And it's like, there's no, oh, you know, I hear what you're saying and I understand your perspective. However, I don't agree with what you're saying. So let me explain to you why I feel that way. And at the end of the day, we need to listen and hear each other, not so that we can respond, but so that we can come to a resolution. We can come to some type of conclusion. We can dead the beef, so to speak. And then there was another comment that stuck out to me more than all of the other comments. And one woman, she said, all men, all they do is want. And they have to speak life into women also. And so I thought about that thing and I was just like, wow, why would she say that? And then I had to think, why do we do that? So my response to her was, you know, I agree with what she said, because a lot of times men do just want what they want out of, you know, a relationship. And let's just say, okay, we're going to put this in the context of relationships. And a lot of times, you know, men do just get what they want out of relationships. However, even though I agreed with the sentiment of her comment, I had to let her know, like, this is not the question that was asked. Like, he didn't ask, you know, do women feel like they get life spoken to them? He didn't ask that. Like, his specific question was, do women speak life into men anymore? And so I had to think about that. Like, why do we as women, and I have to include myself because I know that I am guilty of it, why do we always feel the need to be dismissive to the concerns of the men in our lives and then always put ourselves back on display? It's kind of like, hey, I understand you feel this way, but what about me? That's how I felt like that question came across. Like, okay, I hear what you're saying. Like, but what about us? And I don't like that. Because in the climate that we're now in the world, especially when it comes to mental health, it is very important how we choose to use our words, which carry weight and power. It is very important how we choose to use those when it comes to the communication that we give to our men. Communication is very important in relationships. The energy that you put out is the energy that you're going to receive back. I always think of the phrase garbage in, garbage out. So if you're constantly getting garbage put into you, that's what is going to come out of you. Like, evil communication corrupts good manners. That's Bible. And it's true. You put yourself in the spaces where people are constantly being negative. They're constantly talking down about others. You will begin to see that is what's coming out of you. You will start to regurgitate that. And that's not a good thing. And I think that when we do things like that, when we are dismissive to our men, I believe that is a lot of times the reason why they are frustrated in relationships. Because this is the thing that we ask of them all the time. This is the thing that we want from them so bad. This is the one thing that we desire, that we covet, that we beg, we demand, we ask, we implore. Like, we beg our men to communicate. Talk to me. Why don't you just talk to me? Share your feelings. Be better at communication. Like, this is what we want from our men. And then when they give it to us, we take it away. We throw it out. And then we turn around and say, now, back to me. How can you make me happy? What can you do to make me happy? Because you make me happy, then I'm gonna in return make you happy. That's the sentiment. That's what we think, or that's what we try to manipulate our men to think that's going to happen. Like, you make me happy, you please me, I'm going to turn around and please you. And then it just becomes this never-ending cycle of two people trying to do the most to keep each other happy, when in actuality it's really making you miserable. Because now it's not coming from a genuine place. Now it's coming from a place of manipulation, because now I'm doing X, Y, and Z to yield a certain result. And if I do this, then this is the result that I'm going to receive in return. And it shouldn't be like that. It should not be that way. The one thing that we ask them for, we shouldn't be dismissive to them, because men are not big on communicating. That is not sharing their feelings, being vulnerable. Those are not things that men are, they are not wired to be that way. They are not, it is not in their nature to be communicators in that way that we are. Like, women, we are emotional. Men are more logical. They think. So they're always trying to figure out how to fix something. They need to understand how X, Y, and Z equals A. Or how A, B, and C equals D. Like, they need to know what is what that's going to get me here. Us women, we want to know all the in between. We need to know each. Like, we're not really worried about the end result so much as we're worried about the stuff that's in it. And so we turn around and we become the problem and not the solution. Because we constantly want to put ourselves in the equation. Like, if you are going to be in the equation, if anything, you want to be the answer. You don't want to be the problem. You don't want to be a man's problem. You don't want to be a man's headache. And when you are a woman who does not encourage the man that's in your life, best believe there is another female who will do it. She will come in and she will give him the edification that he is thirsting for. She will build him up and encourage him and tell him that he can do it. She might not even know that this is something that he's seeking, but I guarantee you she got his ear. He listening. He like, hello? What you say? Oh, I'm what? I'm great. I'm a king. I'm wonderful. I'm marvelous. Like, he's there. He's listening. So you're over here telling him, you ain't nothing. You ain't gonna be nothing. I can't stand you. You get on my nerves. You stupid. I don't know why I'm with you. Like, you telling him all that? You only good for one thing. You can't do X, Y, and Z. I don't even know why I'm with you. I don't need you. You telling him all of that. Eventually, he gonna say bye. Why should he stay? What is he trying to make work? And so we have to understand that our words, they have power. It's not idle chit-chat as we think. You know what? When we were little, we grew up saying the most terrible little songs and phrases, like sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is a lie. Words hurt. They absolutely hurt. I cannot tell you the number of times I have cried because of what someone has said to me in comparison to what someone actually did to me physically. Like, I have cried more times because of what someone has said or how they have said it. That hurt me more than anything. It was like someone stabbed me in the chest. Like, that type of hurt. Physical hurt, you can come back from that. Sometimes you can't come back from what somebody said to you, how somebody talked to you. There are kids everywhere killing themselves because of what someone said, not because of what someone did to them. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's kids who are doing that too. It's adults who are doing that too. But a lot of times, it's what someone is saying. And if a kid already feels like they're not worth it, even an adult, if they already feel like they're not worthy, they aren't worth it, they don't have any value, if they feel like they're not needed or they're not necessary or they are a burden or a problem, then when they get discouraging words thrown at them, when they get words of negativity and hate, they take that and they internalize that. And it's just like a, it's like a light, a lighter. It's like, boom. Like the, all that self-doubt and shame or that unworthiness, it's like gasoline in a person's heart. And then when they keep getting those negative feedbacks, that's like the light, the lighter, the, and then boom, explosion. And then you have kids out here, they're checking out. They're giving up. All because of words. So realize, women, your words have power. Your words have power over your men in your life. Your words have power over the your sons. Your words have power over your daughters. Like, your words have power. They carry weight. That's why it's so easy for you to, when you see interviews with men and they talk about how influential a woman can be. Like, men will tell you, women can get stuff done. Women can move issues. If you want stuff to get done, tell women. Because they know how to make it happen. They know how to push it and make it work. Like, men are like, they're like the compass. They can put you in the direction that you need to go, but it's the woman that's going to be the vehicle to get you there. She's going to move whatever the matter is, she's gonna move. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of men out there, you get them together, they can get stuff done. However, trust and believe, somewhere in there are women that are pushing them, that are encouraging them, that are building them up, that are their biggest cheerleaders, letting them know that they can do this. Because that's what we were created to be, helpers. We were created to be encouragers. Life is set up to be difficult from the jump. If you don't believe me, you can read Genesis 3 and 17 through 19 after the fall of man, after the man ate that apple and disobeyed God. And God told them the consequences of their disobedience. You can read in there. Nothing in there that God told Adam about his consequence sounded like he was ready for the party. Like, it did not sound like I'm living my best life here. I'm sweating. I gotta work the ground in order to eat and survive. It says a man that don't work, don't eat. So, because of my disobedience, this is how I have to provide for my family. I gotta sweat. I gotta toil and plow. Like, that's not easy. That's not an easy task. And so, we as women, we really have to be more considerate of the things that we say to our men. Like, we have to be more considerate of their feelings. We have to acknowledge when they come to us and they say, "This is how I feel about this." Whether they're discussing how they feel about a situation dealing with you, or a situation that's dealing with, you know, maybe their mom or their sister or a friend or their boss or whatever it is. As much as we want them to listen to us vent, we want them to listen to us complain, we want them to listen to us talk about our feelings, we should want to do the same thing with our men. We have to be the ones that encourage them. And I don't want to just limit this to black men. However, I'm a black woman. And so I can only speak from the perspective of being in a relationship with a black man. So our black men, they need it the most. They need to be encouraged. They need to be edified. They need to be loved and pushed and motivated and coached and strengthened. And we're the ones that can do it for them. Like, we're the ones created to be that for them. Like, God did not create us to just sit around and look pretty. He didn't create us to do that. We have a very significant role in the lives of our men. Whether it be a father-daughter relationship, your role as a daughter is very significant. Because how you see your father, that is the first example of a man in your life. How you see your father is how you're going to see men in your life. Until you have been shown something different, that's how you will see every man in your life. And that's how you will act accordingly. So that relationship between a father and a daughter is very important. And when you become a wife, your role is very significant. It is not just to sit at home and cook and clean and take care of the kids. If you don't believe me, read Proverbs 31. Starting at the 10th verse all the way through the 31st verse. And then come back to me and tell me what you think. Because nowhere in those scripture and verses, nowhere was that woman just at home being idle. She was just as productive as much as her husband is to be a provider. So I never want women who come to my podcast to feel like I'm ever saying that they should be weak. Because that is not the case at all. However, I am very much I'm very much traditional in the sense that when I get married, I love the notion that my husband is my covering. He's my provider. And we are a team. And although we are going to build a life together, I can't look at him and say, oh, we equal. Like, I want him to feel like he's the provider in the home. I need him to feel like, I need him to feel like he is the man of his house. And it doesn't mean that I sit back and I don't say anything. It doesn't mean that I sit back and I, you know, become this, you know, insignificant character in his story. No. At the same time, like, I'm not going to go out of my way to embarrass him when we in public because I have an issue. I'm going to know that whatever issue I have with my husband, when we get home, that's when we're going to talk about it. My mom and dad will be celebrating their wedding anniversary in September. And as long as they have been married, there has never been one time that I've ever seen my mother disrespect my dad in public. Not one time. I haven't even ever really seen her disrespect him in private. Now, I'm sure that they have had their issues. Like, I've never even seen them, with the occasion of maybe one time, I've never seen them argue. But I'm pretty sure they've had passionate disagreements. But they have those not in front of the kids. And because of their faith in God and their teaching and upbringing, they know how to pray about it. Give it to God so that there can be some type of resolution. And so, you know, I just want to encourage women to be better at encouraging the men in our lives. Like, I never want to see a post like that again. Like, I never want to see a man ask, do women speak life into men anymore? We should always be speaking life. And don't get me wrong, ladies, I know men go out here and they do the most foolish and stupid things. I know. I get it. I get it. You'd be like, oh my gosh, like, why Tyrone go out and do that? Why? Why? I get it. But let me tell you something. You will get nowhere in that situation if you decide, oh, I'm gonna go off on him and I'm gonna tell, like, you're not gonna get anywhere. If you and Tyrone in a relationship and Tyrone go out here and he step out, you have two choices. You stay in that relationship and you figure out what's wrong. Like, what is making him go out? It's either going to be he is the problem, or it's going to be you are the problem, or it's going to be a little bit of both. But at the end of the day, it's going to take work from both of you. Not just one. It's going to take work from both of you. Or you're going to leave the relationship. And if you leave, don't be bitter. You know, encourage him. You know, hey, this is not working out between us, but I wish you the best. You know, I want to see you succeed. I want to see you win because I know that it's in you. I know that you can do better than what you're doing. And then if you have a great man in your life, sis, don't dog him out because of your past issues. Because you are bitter from past relationships or past hurts. If you got a good man, you got to encourage that. Somebody else will. You got to encourage that. And we have to realize that our words hold weight. Life and death is in the power of our mouth, our tongues. That is Bible. If you get up every day and you tell yourself you ugly and you ain't gonna be nothing and you ain't worth nothing, you're gonna have the life that you say. But if you get up every day and you say, I am beautiful, I'm gonna be great today, I'm gonna win today, I'm gonna smash everything, I can do this, I can win, I am above and not beneath, I am the lender and not the borrower. Like, if you start telling yourself you start encouraging yourself, like, you have to see yourself at that level, even if you're not at that level yet. And so sometimes women, like, that's how we have to look at our men. Like, we have to see them at their highest potential, even if they're not there yet. But if we know that they can get there, and we know that us pushing them and telling them that they can do it, even when they feel like everything is going wrong, like, no, you know what? Let's take a step back. Let's reset. We can do this. Let's figure out another way. How can we get to this goal? Because this is where we want to go. This is the goal we want to get to. How can we get there? Okay, this way didn't work. We're not going to get discouraged. You're smart. You're intelligent. Your determination, your purpose. You were created. You were born to do this. If you push him, I'm telling you, he will rise up. And he will be that man that you see the potential in. And trust me, that reciprocity is going to come back. It's going to come back. You praise him, he's going to turn around and praise you, because he ain't going to be able to help it. Because he know that he wouldn't have been able to get where he was going to get to without you. Like, if he's the meat, if he's the chicken, then you're the seasoning and the grease and the flour. Like, that chicken will not be edible without you. If you the seasoning, it won't taste right without you. You the grease, he can't eat it without it being fried. You need grease to fry. You need flour. Like, we as women, we're the helpers. It is our job. That is job of mankind, period, is to serve others. And as women, we were created to help men, to help our mates. Our role is not small. Our role is not weak. And so we have to be protective of the men in our lives. Because let me tell you something. Men, women, people in general are dying every day. This life is not guaranteed to any of us. We are not promised tomorrow. One day you see somebody and the next day they are gone, and they are leaving here faster and younger than ever before. So it's important, the people that we say are near and dear to us, it is important that we protect them. And one of the ways that we protect the people that we love so much, the men that we love so much, the one of the ways that we can protect them is to encourage them to fly, encourage them to soar, nurture them. That we are nurturers by nature. By nature. And part of nurturing is to encourage, is to build up. Is to create that safe space where a man can come and he feel like he has found his peace. Because that is very important. And although I know peace is important for women, today we're talking about the man's point of view. This man just wanted to know, do women speak life into men anymore? And so I want to answer that question. Is yes, there are women out here that still speak life into men. I cannot speak for every woman, but the men that are in my life, I speak life into them. You know, the men that are in my life, yeah, we joke around, but at the end of the day, I want to see them win. Because when they win, I win. I want to see them live their best life. I want to see them reach and meet all of their goals. Because I know that they will want the same for me. And so, you know, if that means me supporting a business or just telling them, you know, hey, you look nice today, or, you know, hey, you know what, you're awesome. Or if it's just telling someone, you know, I hope you have a great week. I hope, you know, I pray that you manifest the desires of your heart. I want men to be encouraged. You are needed in this world. You are necessary in this world. Without men, we couldn't have babies. You know, without men, there would be no us. We were made from his rib. And so, you know, I just want to conclude this podcast just saying that I hope the women that are listening really do a self-examination and just say to yourself, how am I building the man that's in my life up? How am I encouraging him? How am I strengthening him? How am I pushing him and motivating him to be the best version of himself? Am I doing that? Because at the end of the day, we should all be able to say yes. There are women out here that are encouraging and speaking life into the lives of men. So, I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. Please feel free to comment. Leave me a message. you have any questions or if you have any topics. Again, this is my first podcast, and so I am hoping to do many, many more. If there's any topics that you want to discuss or you want to hear me talk about, you want my thoughts on, please do not hesitate to leave me a message. And until we meet again, I am Brandis, and this has been Tea Time with TT.